Mount your new scope properly on your rifle to ensure greater accuracy. We're headed to the shooting range next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Choose your adventure. With 45 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov. Properly setting up your rifle scope will help ensure greater accuracy. Brett Taylor with Taylor Gunsmithing shares some tips.
First of all, buy quality. It'll probably last as long as you do if you buy quality, and you won't ever regret buying good quality. Your old loopholes that you bought 20, 25 years ago are still going strong, still lasting, but the new value line in the loopholes even have more light gathering qualities because of the new technology and coatings. So, and then when you're mounting your scope, it's a lot easier to mount if you have a vise or something like a lead sled to put your rifle in and have it there so that you can work on it. Scope mount screws should only go to about 16 inch pounds. Don't tighten them down like you're tightening down a pipe on your sprinkler line or something. They're just good and snug with two or three fingers is all they really require. If that doesn't work, then something else is wrong. Some good blue Loctite on the screws and even on the interfaces in the scope and the rings is always a good idea. You know, after you get them tightened up, you don't want them to come loose. A lot of people have trouble with scopes that come loose, especially on the hard-kicking, high-powered rifles. Another trick that I learned, use a little RTV silicone. That keeps your scope from moving in the rings and absorbs vibration, things like that. My website, taylorgunsmithing.com.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.